My mother used to say that for a surgeon, a day without death is a rare gift.
Time of death, 11:53.
Every day we face death. Every day we lose life.
Time of death, 1836.
Time of death, 1552.
And every day we're hoping for a stay of execution.
What do you remember about it?
We were at home.
You were there?
Yes, I was there.
It's okay to talk about it.
Dr. Wyatt, my mother took a scalpel and sliced her wrist in front of me. And I sat on the kitchen floor in a pool of her blood, waiting until she passed out so I could call 911. It's not okay to talk about it.
Why did you wait until she passed out?
She asked me not to before she slit her wrists. So I knew I would get in trouble if I tried to save her life.
But you did save her life.
She didn't want it saved.
You must be very angry at her.
No. Not at her.
Who are you angry at?
We are attached to death. Chained, like prisoners. Captive.
Do you want to dance it out?
No.
Do you want to drink tequila?
No.
Do you want to call me names, mock me endlessly?
No.
I'm trying to cheer you up.
Yeah, well, stop it. It's annoying. And it's not working. I'm deep in the wilderness here.
You want a sparkle pager?
That's not funny.
You're sad. Actually sad. Do you know how I know it's the right thing to do to give you the sparkle pager? Because you're so sad you're not even asking me for it. I'm giving it to you. Shiny, shiny pager with lots of shiny, shiny surgeries.
If I were the kind of person who kissed people, I would kiss you.
I tried to change, turn over a new leaf, but the leaf isn't turning.
You weren't ready to change, and that's okay. Adele wanted me to change, to retire. Well, I'm still the chief, and this weekend I'm moving back home.
Does Adele know that?
Oh, she'll be fine. She was wrong, I was right, and now we're
doing it like bunnies. Can't change.
I mean, be who you are. I am who I am. A man.
A man. I have a way about me. A man who is who he is. I have a right to be that man.
I'm not going to say anything. No judgment. The man you are slept with my wife. And you, you've been on my land for 6 months. But I got no judgment.
I'm going to miss living on the land.
It is a beautiful piece of land.
You want to buy it?
Can't sell this land.
You have blueprints. This is your living room window, the house that Derek built.
Yeah, well, that's over. I'm thinking about getting a place in town.
Do you love this land?
This land and ferry boats are who you are.
Man can change. I'm selling the land. Ferry boats crash.
Hey, can you take my cases this morning? Check in on my post-ops.
You're not coming to work?
No, I'm going to hang up my bag and watch movies. So if you could cover for me. Hey, take a bite.
Yeah, I'll cover for you. Alex, she's not looking very good.
She's fine.
Dr. Bailey, I got an answer for you from the chief about your schedule. He said you're not spending enough hours in the OR between the clinic and your chief resident at work. Now, I know it's not easy, but I took a look at the numbers and I checked with the attendings and I nailed the chief down to a hard count. You need to spend at least 15 to 20 more hours per week in surgery in order to sit for your boards. Should I tell the chief that's possible? Just trying to use my power as the chief's intern for good, so... Dr. Bailey?
Hush. I'm trying to see something. When I'm trying to see something, I can't do it if you're asking me questions.
What are you trying to see?
Dr. Bailey, listen. I am really worried about Ava. I mean, Rebecca. I mean, Alex. Well, Alex and Rebecca, who used to be called Ava, so that's why I keep... Anyway, listen. She's crazy. And I don't mean funny crazy, okay? Bad crazy, okay? Alex is home with her right now, and he's all, take a bite, take a bite. It's weird and sad, and I want to help, but I don't know what to do. So I'm going to need you to tell me what to do. What do I do?
She's trying to see something. When she's trying to see something, she doesn't need you in her face asking questions. You don't see me asking her questions. What are you trying to see?
The bigger picture.
We're grabbing you, ripping off your clothes.
Uh-huh.
And then you're naked. You're so hot. You're naked. And then Erica starts kissing you. And Erica's kissing you like you need to be kissed. And I'm in your hands. Above your head. And I watch as she uses one finger.
Hold on. Oh. Big trauma coming in downstairs, so we're gonna have to do this the outro, okay?
Every page needs to go in every set of documents. Miss one and you're on Scott for a month. These are the most promising set of clinical trial patients yet, and I don't want any mistakes.
Smart ass. Where were you last night?
I have to stay with Christina. She needed me.
Oh, that's so nice. But Rebecca's at the house. I needed you.
Apparently she's crazy.
But George, we've had this discussion and we decided that it's not appropriate to call Izzy crazy. She's spirited.
Spirited. Nah, not me. I'm not crazy. Rebecca's crazy. And Alex is pretending she's not. It's...
Hello. Hi, I was just helping Meredith collate. I'm on my way to check on your patients right now.
That's fine. Take your time. You seem cheerful.
I'm getting my groove back. I'm getting jiggy with it. I'm getting down with the... Get down.
Meredith, give me a sparkle pager.
What?
She needed it for her mojo.
Did you ever stop to think that maybe I needed it?
Oh, you'd waste a sparkle pager. I need it to get out from under Han. I won't have to beg her for OR time if I have the pager. No, she's not going to teach me. I'm going to teach myself.
She's just going to use it for evil. I would use it to do good. And besides, the pager is sacred. Sacred sparkle. Huh. You can't just give it away. You can't do that, right? She can't do that.
I think it's non-transferable.
You don't make the rules.
But... I'm the chief's intern.
You're the chief's bitch. And you have no power. Because the power, is in the pager.
Oh, look, that's the chief. There's something important and powerful.
No need for pagers covered with glue and glitter when you work for the chief.
About Rebecca.
Me and my world-class neurosurgeon are going to use a brilliant, cutting-edge technique to save a life. So I don't have time for crazy. Work it out.
Ooh, a trauma. What do we got?
Not what do we got? What do I got? I don't know yet.
Well, check the sparkle pager rules, because whatever it is, it's mine now.
Hey, what do we have?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
No!
Sparkle pager.
You can't
sparkle pager! It's not her pager.
Yang, it's yours. Stevens, you need to cover the pit. And didn't you volunteer to oversee Karev's post-op?
Yes, but...
Come on, I don't have time for petting. Let's go!
Hey, Callie.
Hi. Hello, Erica.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
No, you look all hot and bothered.
No, it's just there's a trauma, and it's... really big. That's all. It's big. It's a big trauma.
Yeah, it's been weird.
She uses one thing.
Really big trauma.
Well, Torres, it's like you've never seen a really big trauma before.
Oh, my. Really big trauma.
So how do you want to handle this?
Really big trauma.
Help me.
Look, we were just joking around.
Yeah, it was a dare.
You dared him to lay in a vat of cement at a construction site?
Hey, we never thought he'd do it. It's Andy. He never does anything. He doesn't have the guts, right?
In the middle of the night, you snuck into a construction site and dared your friend.
He's not our friend. I mean, the four of us, no. We're friends, but he's not really our friend.
Okay, you dared him to lie down in concrete.
Nobody made him do it. You're making it sound like we did something wrong.
How long?
What?
How long did your not friend lay in that vat of cement unable to move before you four geniuses, your band of brothers, your future Mother Teresa's, how long did he lay there in that quick drying cement yelling that he couldn't move before you called the police?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I see the cytoplasmic viral particles in the malignant cells but not in normal tissue.
I have no idea what you're saying, but it sounds brilliant.
Boring, but brilliant.
Well, you said you want to spend more time together.
I meant going to the movies or ball games.
But the clinical trial is just good.
Hey, combining the FR1904 and the tricosatin increases the expression of the virus in the tumor.
Did you introduce them during the end phase of the cell cycle?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Bottle of champagne with our name written on it.
See, she understands how brilliant you are.
Okay, so Jeremy West is patient number 12, mm-hmm. and patient number 13 is Beth Monroe. Jeremy is suffering from grand mal seizures, and Beth is paralyzed on the right side of her body. Who do you want to meet first?
Jeremy's surgery is today. Beth's isn't until tomorrow. Oh, they're young.
Yeah, which makes them resilient.
Okay.
Clinical trial, fun.
So what do you want to do first?
I don't know.
Okay, well, what do you want us to do first?
I don't know.
All right, look, we blasted him out of the job site, but we figured don't blast him too close. But this is a lot of concrete, so if you're planning on treating him, we need to get started. So
what do you want to do?
I don't know!
I'm sorry. Okay, I know I'm not doing my best to instill a sense of confidence in my abilities. No, it's just that you are trapped in what I'm guessing is several tons of cement, and I've never seen a boy... Wait, how old are you?
19.
Oh, then you're a man, then. I've never seen a man trapped in several tons of cement before, but now that I have, I'm going to figure this out. Okay, I'm going to work with other surgeons, and we're going to figure out a plan, and we're going to save you. Okay, I never, ever promised life, but I'm promising this to you. Do you understand? Okay. I don't know much yet, but the one thing I do know is that the cement you're encased in is slowly leaching the water from your body, and you're going to need all the water you can get. So, no crying. You're a strong young man. I know you can do this. Good. Good. Okay, you're going to live. I'll make sure that you live.
Him.
Oh, she has a pet name for you.
Oh.
Yeah, the Seattle Grace Brain Butcher.
Oh.
Beth.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's me. Hi, Dr. Shepard.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you as well.
Pleasure.
That hand's just for show. So come on, tell me, how does this work?
You're going to inject a live virus into her tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's safe?
Well, the virus is still in testing stages. I've made some adjustments that I hope will destroy the tumor.
Hey, tumor destroyer. I like that.
Has this ever worked before?
No.
So I'm your lab rat.
Beth.
I'm just saying, if this works, my name will go down in the annals of some medical book. That's kind of cool.
Not if I beat you to it.
Oh, Beth, this is our other clinical trial patient.
Jeremy.
You didn't call.
They know each other?
I thought you backed out.
Aw, as if I'd break our fat come here.
They know each other.
What is he doing here?
Well, his surgery is this afternoon.
I knew she didn't find his clinical trial on her own. Bizarre experimental surgery. It had to be Jeremy.
They met when they were both being treated at Mayo last year. They went through chemo together, radiation, joined a support group.
You don't want them to be together?
Look, We like Jeremy. He's a good enough kid. And I feel for him that he's going through this alone, but we worry about Beth. She thinks that she's in love with him. We just don't want her getting so attached to someone that might...
die.
If something happens, if he doesn't survive, Beth won't want to live. She's my only child. She has to want to fight to stay alive.
You paged?
Oh, O'Malley, there's a binder on occupational medicine articles in my office. There should be a toxicology section. See if you can find anything on cement.
Yes, sir.
And let Shepard or Gray know I need to see them. It's important.
Will do.
Okay. My God. What is everybody doing standing around here?
This is what your guys told us to do.
And exactly where are my guys?
From the outside,
why is the patient
in there and all of you are in here?
Dr. Torres is worried about the limbs. Dr. Bailey is worried about abdominal crush injuries. Dr. Sloan feels the third-degree burns should take a first look. And Dr. Han feels the heart and lung issues are going to kill him before we get to any of this.
Well, in other words...
no one can agree on where to start.
No!
Well, I know where to start.
Contracting, and if I don't get in there, he could lose both of his legs and his right arm.
Well, he can live without a leg. I'd like to see him live without a liver.
So we're saying we'd prefer him to suffer a long, slow, painful death as the alkaline in the cement continues to burn through his skin.
You can't just start chipping away. Once his circulation opens up, the built-up toxins will stop his heart, not to mention rhabdomyolysis.
You can keep that with dialysis.
Yang, let us work.
Chief, I found an article, but it doesn't say
I can
a lot.
In a swan
people encased in cement are also usually at the bottom of a river.
A little overboard.
You are so wrong.
I'm so wrong.
You are wrong.
You two working together on this?
No.
Okay, everybody stand down. We are fighting the clock, people. It took 1 hour for the kids to call 911. It took 3 hours of search and rescue to get this guy cut out of the cement. That gives us less than 4 to 6 hours to get him out of the cement and into the OR before he is dead. Now, we are fighting one hell of a clock. Every minute counts. We work as a team. Or that man dies. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Where do you want me, Chief?
Go find Gray and be our intern for the day. I already have too many bodies in the room. What's the patient's name?
Andrew Langston.
Okay, let's go save his life.
Hey. You intimidate me a little. I mean, you're not an intimidating person, but the legend of Meredith and Derek, it's intimidating. There's no legend.
He's selling his land because of you. There's a legend.
Derek's selling his land.
Well, he doesn't say it's because of you, but he was making plans to build a house when the two of you were together, and now... I'm not trying to... I just really like him. And you intimidate me.
There's no legend.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
He had a question about some post-ops. What I miss?
What?
The movie. What I miss? Hey. Hey. Don't be sorry.
I think... I wet my pants.
Oh. Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
I'll do better, I promise.
Don't worry about it, you're doing fine. Come on.
to tell you. Guess who called me? Carrie from our support group? Yeah, she didn't sound so good. Have you talked to her lately?
Her husband said that they tried radiation one last time. He said it was bad. The last day, she didn't even recognize him. And the pain. She was screaming and begging them to... He said it was bad. Yeah.
At least we don't have to worry about that. No? The surgery will work. Okay? And if it doesn't, at least we'll die quick.
Yeah, we'll die super fast and without pain.
Yes. Dr. Gray, I thought we talked about changing Beth's room. It isn't sunny enough in here.
The room is fine. And it's right down the hall from Jeremy.
I'd like to move her as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Monroe. I checked and there aren't any beds available. Not in a private room.
Mom, why don't you go find Dad?
I can wait for him here.
Mom, why don't you go find Dad so I can kiss Jeremy without you watching?
I think it's time Jeremy went back to...
I don't understand why...
Nurse! I need a nurse. He's seizing.
All right. Let's run a second set of labs before surgery.
How's Beth? Was she scared? Or...
She's fine.
The chief wants to talk to you or Shepard. He says it's important.
I'll go.
And he put me on you today, so what can I do? How can I help?
Oh, you can run labs for me.
Labs, that's it?
Yeah, thanks.
Hi.
What's that?
Pouring vinegar on your flesh to minimize the burns inside your skin caused by the cement.
Burning from the inside out. I'm dying, aren't I?
Hey, Andrew, that word's not allowed anymore. I'm banning that word from your vocabulary.
Can you move your fingers? That's very good. I'm not usually this dumb. Most people think I'm pretty smart. Make the dean's list, tutor. I'm not usually the guy who's dumb enough to jump into a tub of cement for a girl.
Wait, not the girl you came in with. You did this for her?
Lola. Guys dared me. She was watching. And I... She was watching. And now not only is she totally unimpressed, but after I'm gone, she'll remember me forever. The idiot who was dumb enough to jump into a tub of cement. People write stories about my idiocy and forward them to their friends. I'm gonna die as a bad email forward.
We all mess up.
I'm the guy who died in a block of cement trying to impress a girl. I'm like Han Solo. In Star Wars, he was encased in carbonite.
You want to see me?
Yeah, I got a call from the IRB, the national board that oversees and reviews clinical trials. Your clinical trial. You've had 11 deaths. They're giving you one last patient. You get it today under the wire and hope for the best. At midnight, if you lose them, they're going to shut you down. Period. One last patient.
You're angry at him, the chief.
But why? Why am I angry at him?
Because you have opened up your past. It's like you're reliving it all right now. You're angry with him. You're angry with your mother. You're angry with yourself.
The chief went back to his wife. My mother didn't want to live. I get that. He did what he had to do. She did what she had to
Meredith, do. Meredith, I don't think your mother wanted to kill herself.
No, she did.
How can you be sure?
How can you be sure she didn't? You weren't there.
The answer is right in front of you. Think about it. God.
The IRB is saying I failed.
You haven't failed yet.
I failed, Meredith. I'll sign a discharge order for Beth.
No, you can't send Beth home. The surgery is her last shot. You have until midnight.
Jeremy's surgery is today.
So you move Jeremy's surgery up. We do Beth this afternoon. You can fit them both in before the midnight deadline.
And if I could just get the virus message right.
Right, and you're so close. You haven't failed.
But are we going too far here? These are people's lives. Is my ego too big here?
Your ego is just the right size. We can do this.
Two patients. Bends the rules without breaking them. You'll clear it with the chief?
Yeah.
Jeremy's going into surgery soon?
In a couple of hours.
How is he?
Oh, he's stable.
Yeah, he's actually better than stable. He called me the angel of death.
He's good, then.
Can I see him?
Honey.
No. Oh, I'll just be gone in a few minutes. Can you get me a wheelchair, please?
If you're going to have surgery today, you need to rest. You don't need to be... I just want to spend some time with you. That's all.
Please. The labs, too.
What?
From our support group. Jeremy and I are the last two still alive.
Christina, because I've done everything I know to do, everything I'm supposed to do, but if she sees me doing nothing, I'm not in the mood to get yelled at today.
She's in with the cement boys.
There's a cement
boy? Don't bother. They don't need interns in there. They don't want interns in there. Interns are in the way. I'm not complaining.
2 minutes. 2 minutes of complaining between me and you. No one has to know.
I have all this power. Supposedly. I supposedly am imbued with the power of being the chief's intern. But there's a cement boy, and I'm stuck in here. Running labs and researching the effects of cement on the human body in the vain hopes that somebody asks me a question. I'm not in with the cement boy because even though I have all this power, I can't use it because it's not real power.
It's fake power.
Fake power! I can go into the chief's office whenever I want. You know what he has in there? Files. Confidential files on every resident in this hospital. I'm just allowed in. He's not worried because he knows, and I know, that I don't have any real power. I don't have the power to look at those files.
Would it make you feel better if you could look at the files?
You know what would make me feel better? It would make me feel better if I could feel like there was a reason for this, that there was a point.
Oh, God. My poor parents. How would they face anyone at the funeral?
Okay, Andrew, you're going to make a lot of mistakes in your life, but mistakes, they're just pieces. Like, this is the foolish piece, but, you know, it's just a piece. You need to be proud of the whole picture. The whole picture defines you, not just this one piece.
I'm a loser.
Andrew? Andrew, hey, lady, listen to me. Han Solo is not a loser. Han Solo got encased in carbonite, and that was a big mess, but that's not what he's remembered for. He's remembered as the guy who made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, and who braved the sub-zero temperatures of the ice planet Hoth in order to save someone he cared about from the big ugly Wampa. He's remembered as the guy who swooped down at the last minute, blasted Darth Vader out of the sky so that Luke could use the Force and destroy the damn Death Star. Hey, Princess Leia saved him from the carbonite. And they fell in love, and they saved the universe, and had twin Jedi babies that went on to save the universe again. Right? Now, that's the whole picture. The carbonite was just a piece. Okay? Well, it's all like science fiction. Anybody got a problem with that?
No.
It's great.
Do what you're doing.
So I got Jeremy's labs back and he's good to go for surgery.
Chief, sign off on that?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Get a wheelchair. What are you doing?
My mom went to call my grandma and my dad was looking up with tears. There wasn't a wheelchair. I just don't want to see Jeremy. Please, I don't want the seizure to be the last time I see him. Please, I just need to see him.
Okay, let's go.
Am I going to get to be alone with Jeremy? I mean, alone?
Alone?
We've never done it, either of us. We've been waiting until we both were tumor-free, but the surgery, anything could happen. We can do it, right?
It won't kill us or anything.
No, no. No, it won't kill you.
I mean, you've done it, right?
With each other?
He's done it and I've done it. Yeah.
What's it like? Is it magical?
Yes.
Can be.
With the right person.
I'm going to go get you some clothes. You got shampoo in there?
I don't understand. I don't understand. I was pregnant. I was pregnant. I know I was.
It's okay. It's okay. Just got confused, that's all. You just got confused, okay?
Much less two patients.
It's really sweet.
We're pimps. Dentists.
They're so in love.
Oh, yeah.
So new and fresh and exciting.
I've never been a fan of new. I like to know the person, their bodies, what makes them moan.
Did something happen? Beth isn't in her room.
Oh, well, that's because I had my intern take her down for a pre-op MRI.
Thank God. I was afraid she was lying somewhere in pain.
No, she's not in any pain.
We should go to the conference room because there's lots of clinical trial paperwork that you haven't filled out yet.
Thank you. You bet. Yep, I'll be here. Doing my thing.
All right, it said 20 centimeters. Inflate the balloon, Yang.
I am.
All right, so then inflate it more.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Every time they loosen another piece of concrete, this leg swells even more. His pressure is 18.
All right, does he have a pulse with that?
I always did enjoy a good game of Twister.
It's finished, I'm in.
Yang, do not sew that in. Hold it. I will check your work when I'm done.
Chief, I've got to do a fasciotomy.
What?
A what?
We've got to relieve the pressure on your leg, or you could lose it entirely. Don't worry. You probably won't feel a thing.
Oh, God.
Dr. Stevens, what's going down?
What's going down? Christina Sparkle paging me out of Cement Boy. Alex not answering the phone. Alex and his insane girlfriend. Alex! Alex! I'm checking in. Call me back.
God, the things we do for the people we love.
Exactly.
How'd it go?
Derek. How'd it go?
It was,
it was amazing. Thank you. We have to take Jeremy down to the OR now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, I'll see you after.
Definitely.
I don't think, I'm not sure you'll be conscious. Before we take Beth.
So I'll see you after your surgery.
I see you. Wait, Jer. Wait.
Yeah.
What if you die?
I won't.
What if I die?
You won't.
You changed my life, Jeremy West. You made it better. You made it brighter. Full of joy. And if I die...
Don't you dare die. Okay? We're not finished yet. I'm not finished loving you.
Get your head chopped open. I'm right behind you. Do not kill him. Nervous?
I have my ego to keep me warm.
Can't you feel it?
What?
The majesty of life-saving.
When did you become an optimist?
Selling your land.
Trying to move forward.
So am I. Who's here?
George O'Malley? House page to the supply closet?
Are you alone?
Lexi?
Remember how I said I wasn't a thief?
I think maybe I am.
Alexandra Caroline Gray!
I couldn't help it. I had to know, and then once I knew, I knew.
No. We have to get these back to the chief's office right now.
It doesn't matter now. I know. I read them all. I tried to stop reading, but I couldn't. And I have a photographic memory, which is how I got through Harvard Med, my photographic memory. And I read all the files, and the information is now burned into my brain. And I read your file.
No, I don't want to know.
George, you failed the intern exam by 1 point. 1 point.
The OR is booked and standing by.
Dr. Bailey, what is it?
Something. We're missing. We're forgetting something. Gangrene. Compartment syndrome. Compression. Fluid balance. Electrolytes. What is it? Gangrene. Compartment syndrome. Compression. Fluid. Electrolytes, gangrene, compartment syndrome, compression, fluid, electrolytes, gangrene, compartment syndrome, compression, fluids, electrolytes. Blood. His blood. We've been hydrating him for over 4 hours now.
If we don't get a catheter in him quick.
His blood is going to swell.
Can I have mayo?
See? You have an appetite. It's a good sign.
Hey.
Hey, yes. I'll be right back.
What's going on?
How's Rebecca?
She's fine. What do you need?
Does she eat? Did you call her husband?
Is.
Don't get mad at me because I care.
Not caring, butting in.
I'm butting in because I care.
You know how you care? By covering me at work, not by calling me every hour and asking... Hang on. Rebecca?
Alex?
Rebecca?
Alex?
Time of death. 11:47.
What if we stop having a ball?
Rebecca!
What if the paint drips from the wall? In a sink. What if I'm not?
You don't have to say anything. Don't say.
I am.
Alex? Are you still there? Alex?
I'm so sorry.
Don't.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't you say anything to me. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.